The Money Class, Learn to Create Your New American Dream. By Susie Orman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Money Class, Learn to Create Your New American Dream by Susie Orman is a book that provides readers with the tools and knowledge they need to take control of their financial future. The book begins by discussing how the current economic climate has changed, leaving many people feeling overwhelmed and uncertain about their finances. It then goes on to provide practical advice for creating a secure financial plan, including budgeting, saving, investing, debt management, retirement planning, and more. Additionally, it covers topics such as insurance coverage and estate planning in order to ensure that readers are prepared for any eventuality. Orman emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for one's own financial situation rather than relying on others or expecting government assistance. She also encourages readers to think beyond traditional methods of wealth accumulation and consider alternative investments such as real estate or small business ownership. Throughout the book, she stresses the importance of having an emergency fund in place so that unexpected expenses can be covered without going into debt. In addition to providing sound advice on money matters, Orman also offers insight into her personal journey from poverty-stricken childhood through successful career as a financial advisor. This serves both as inspiration for those who may feel discouraged by their current circumstances and motivation for them to make positive changes in their lives. Overall, The Money Class is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to gain greater control over their finances. With its combination of practical tips and inspiring stories, it provides all the information needed to create a secure financial future while still enjoying life along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Create a budget. Creating a budget is the first step to financial success. It allows you to track your spending and make sure you are living within your means. Main idea number 2. Pay off debt. Paying off debt is essential to achieving financial freedom. It can help you reduce stress and free up money for other goals. Main idea number 3. Build an emergency fund. An emergency fund is a must-have for any financial plan. It can help you cover unexpected expenses and protect you from financial hardship. Main idea number 4. Invest for retirement. Investing for retirement is one of the most important steps you can take to secure your financial future. It can help you build wealth and ensure you have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Main idea number 5. Protect yourself with insurance. Insurance is an important part of any financial plan. It can help you protect your assets and provide financial security in the event of an unexpected loss. Main idea number 6. Make a will. Making a will is an important step in protecting your assets and ensuring your wishes are carried out after you pass away. Main idea number 7. Save for college. Saving for college is an important part of any financial plan. It can help you ensure your children have the resources they need to pursue their educational goals. Main idea number 8. Create a financial plan. Creating a financial plan is essential to achieving your financial goals. It can help you stay organized and on track to reach your goals. Main idea number 9. Take advantage of tax breaks. Taking advantage of tax breaks can help you save money and reduce your tax burden. Main idea number 10. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is an important part of any financial plan. It can help you build skills and increase your earning potential. Main idea number 11. Take advantage of employer benefits. Taking advantage of employer benefits can help you save money and increase your financial security. Main idea number 12. Invest in real estate. investing in real estate can be a great way to build wealth and generate passive income. Main idea number 13. Diversify your investments. Diversifying your investments can help you reduce risk and maximize returns. Main idea number 14. Make smart decisions about credit. Making smart decisions about credit can help you build a good credit score and save money on interest. Main idea number 15. Understand the stock market. Understanding the stock market can help you make informed decisions about investing. Main idea number 16. Take advantage of compound interest. Taking advantage of compound interest can help you grow your money faster. Main idea number 17. Make charitable donations. Making charitable donations can help you reduce your tax burden and make a positive impact on the world. Main idea number 18. Educate yourself about financial topics. Educating yourself about financial topics can help you make informed decisions and stay on top of changes in the financial world. Main idea number 19. Plan for long-term care. Planning for long-term care can help you protect your assets and ensure you have the resources you need to stay healthy and independent. Main idea number 20. Create a legacy. Creating a legacy can help you leave a lasting impact on the world and ensure your values and beliefs are passed on to future generations. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Creating a budget is the first step to financial success. It allows you to track your spending and make sure you are living within your means. A budget should include all of your income sources, such as wages, investments, or other forms of income. You should also list out all of your expenses, including rent/mortgage payments, utilities, groceries, entertainment costs, and any other regular bills that need to be paid. Once you have listed out all of these items, it's important to compare them against each other. This will help you identify areas where you can cut back on spending in order to save more money for future goals or emergencies. Additionally, tracking how much money comes in versus how much goes out will give you an idea if there are any discrepancies between what is being spent and what is actually coming in. Finally, creating a budget helps keep yourself accountable by setting limits on certain categories like eating out or shopping trips so that it doesn't become too easy for those expenses to get away from us over time. By having this plan in place, we can ensure our finances stay on track while still allowing ourselves some flexibility when needed. Main idea number 2. Paying off debt is an important step in achieving financial freedom. It can help you reduce stress and free up money for other goals, such as saving for retirement or investing in a business. When you pay off your debt, it's like taking a weight off of your shoulders, no more worrying about how to make the minimum payments each month or dealing with harassing phone calls from creditors. Plus, when you don't have any outstanding debts, you can use that extra money to invest in yourself and build wealth. The Money Class by Susie Orman provides practical advice on how to get out of debt and stay out of it. She outlines strategies for budgeting wisely, negotiating with creditors, using credit cards responsibly, and creating an emergency fund so that unexpected expenses don't derail your progress. With her guidance and support, anyone can learn how to create their own new American dream. Main idea number 3. Building an emergency fund is one of the most important steps you can take to secure your financial future. An emergency fund provides a cushion for unexpected expenses, such as medical bills or car repairs, and helps protect you from financial hardship in case of job loss or other income disruption. It's also a great way to save money for short-term goals like vacations or home improvements. The amount you should save depends on your individual situation, but experts generally recommend having at least 3 months' worth of living expenses saved up in an easily accessible account. This will give you enough time to find another source of income if needed without having to dip into long-term savings or investments. When setting up your emergency fund, it's important to choose an account that offers easy access and low fees. A high-yield savings account is usually the best option since it allows you to earn interest while still keeping your funds liquid and available when needed. You may also want to consider opening multiple accounts so that different types of emergencies are covered by separate funds. Main idea number 4. Investing for retirement is an essential part of financial planning. It can help you build wealth and ensure that you have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Investing for retirement involves setting aside a portion of your income each month, investing it in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or other investments with the goal of growing your savings over time. You should also consider contributing to a 401k plan or IRA if available through your employer. When investing for retirement, it's important to understand the different types of investments and how they work. Stocks are generally considered higher risk but offer potential for greater returns than bonds or cash equivalents such as certificates of deposit, CDs. Mutual funds allow investors to diversify their portfolios by combining several different types of investments into one fund. Additionally, there are tax-advantaged accounts like IRAs and 401k plans which provide additional benefits such as tax deductions on contributions. It's also important to remember that when investing for retirement, you should be prepared to take some risks while still maintaining a level of safety with your investments. This means understanding the markets and researching various investment options before making any decisions about where to invest your money. Main idea number 5. Insurance is an important part of any financial plan. It can help you protect your assets and provide financial security in the event of an unexpected loss. Insurance can cover a variety of risks, such as property damage, medical expenses, disability income, and even death benefits. By having insurance coverage in place, you are protecting yourself from potential losses that could otherwise be financially devastating. When selecting insurance policies for yourself or your family members, it's important to consider what type of coverage best suits your needs. Different types of insurance may offer different levels of protection depending on the situation. For example, if you own a home or other valuable property, then homeowner's insurance may be necessary to protect against damages caused by natural disasters or theft. It's also important to review your policy regularly to make sure it still meets your needs and provides adequate coverage for any changes in circumstances that have occurred since the policy was purchased. Additionally, it's wise to shop around for competitive rates when purchasing new policies so that you get the most value out of them. Main idea number 6. Making a will is an important step in protecting your assets and ensuring that your wishes are carried out after you pass away. A will allows you to designate who should receive your property, how it should be distributed, and when it should be distributed. It also allows you to name guardians for minor children or appoint someone to manage the estate on behalf of any beneficiaries. Creating a will can help ensure that your wishes are respected and followed after death. Without one, state laws may dictate how assets are divided among family members or other heirs. Additionally, if there is no valid will in place at the time of death, probate court proceedings may become necessary, which can add additional costs and delays. When creating a will, consider consulting with an attorney who specializes in estate planning so they can provide advice on what type of document would best suit your needs. They can also help make sure all legal requirements have been met before signing the document. Main idea number 7. Saving for college is an important part of any financial plan. It can help you ensure that your children have the resources they need to pursue their educational goals and build a successful future. Setting aside money for college expenses can be done in several ways, such as setting up a 529 savings plan or investing in mutual funds. You may also want to consider opening a custodial account so that your child has access to the funds when they are ready to attend college. When saving for college, it's important to start early and make regular contributions over time. This will give you more time for your investments to grow and compound interest on top of what you've already saved. Additionally, look into tax-advantaged accounts like Coverdell Education Savings Accounts, ESAs, or UGMA/UTMAs which allow parents or guardians to save money on behalf of their children without having them pay taxes on the earnings. Finally, don't forget about scholarships and grants. These are great options if you're looking for additional ways to fund your child's education without taking out loans or using all of your own savings. Researching scholarship opportunities ahead of time can help maximize the amount of free money available. Main idea number 8. Creating a financial plan is an important step in achieving your financial goals. It can help you stay organized and on track to reach those goals. A good financial plan should include setting short-term and long-term goals, budgeting for expenses, tracking income and expenses, saving money for emergencies or retirement, investing wisely, reducing debt, protecting yourself from identity theft or fraud, understanding taxes and insurance policies, planning for college tuition costs if applicable, estate planning if necessary. When creating a financial plan, it's important to be realistic about what you can achieve with the resources available to you. You may need to make some sacrifices in order to reach your goals, but it will be worth it in the end. Make sure that all of your decisions are based on sound research so that you don't put yourself at risk financially. It's also important to review your financial plan regularly as life circumstances change over time. This will ensure that your plans remain relevant and up to date with any changes in the economy or other factors affecting finances. Main idea number 9. Tax breaks can be a great way to save money and reduce your tax burden. By taking advantage of the various deductions, credits, and other incentives available through the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, you can significantly lower your taxable income. This means that you will owe less in taxes each year. For example, if you are self-employed or own a business, there are several deductions available for expenses related to running your business. These include things like office supplies, travel costs, advertising fees, and more. Additionally, if you have children or dependents who qualify as dependents on your tax return, then they may also be eligible for certain credits which could further reduce your overall tax liability. It is important to note that not all deductions and credits apply to everyone, so it is important to research what options are available based on your individual situation. Additionally, some of these benefits may change from year to year, so it is important to stay up to date with any changes in order to maximize the amount of savings possible. Main idea number 10. Investing in yourself is an important part of any financial plan. It can help you build skills, increase your earning potential, and create a better future for yourself. Investing in yourself means taking the time to learn new things that will make you more valuable to employers or customers. This could include learning a new language, getting certified in a certain field, or even just reading books on topics related to your career. It also means investing money into activities that will help you grow professionally and personally. This could be anything from attending conferences and seminars to purchasing educational materials such as textbooks or online courses. Additionally, investing in yourself may mean taking risks such as starting your own business or pursuing higher education. Finally, it's important to remember that investing in yourself doesn't have to cost money. It can also involve dedicating time and energy towards self-improvement activities like volunteering or joining clubs related to your interests. No matter what form it takes, investing in yourself is essential for achieving success both now and later on down the road. Main idea number 11. Taking advantage of employer benefits can be a great way to save money and increase your financial security. Employer-sponsored retirement plans, such as 401(k)s or 403(b)s, allow you to set aside pre-tax dollars for retirement savings. This means that the amount you contribute is not subject to income tax until it is withdrawn in retirement. Additionally, many employers offer matching contributions up to a certain percentage of your salary, meaning they will match whatever amount you choose to contribute. Employers may also provide health insurance coverage at discounted rates or even free of charge. Taking advantage of this benefit can help reduce medical costs and protect against unexpected expenses due to illness or injury. Other potential benefits include life insurance policies, disability insurance policies, flexible spending accounts, FSAs, tuition reimbursement programs, and more. By taking full advantage of all available employer benefits, you can make sure that your finances are secure now and in the future. Main idea number 12. Investing in real estate can be a great way to build wealth and generate passive income. Real estate investments can provide steady cash flow, appreciation over time, tax benefits, and the potential for leverage. Investing in real estate requires research into local markets, understanding of financing options, and an ability to manage tenants or contractors. Real estate investing is not without risk. It's important to understand the risks associated with any investment before committing capital. It's also important to have a plan for how you will manage your property if something goes wrong. Additionally, investors should consider their own financial situation when deciding whether or not they are ready to invest in real estate. For those who are willing to take on the challenge of investing in real estate, there are many rewards that come along with it. With careful planning and research into local markets and trends, investors can create long-term wealth through rental properties or flipping houses. The key is finding the right opportunity at the right price point. Main idea number 13. Diversifying your investments is an important part of any financial plan. By diversifying, you spread out the risk associated with investing and can potentially maximize returns. When you diversify, you invest in different types of assets such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, and other investments. This way, if one type of investment performs poorly or loses value due to market conditions or other factors, it won't have a significant impact on your overall portfolio. When creating a diversified portfolio, it is important to consider both short-term goals and long-term objectives. You should also take into account your age and risk tolerance when selecting which investments are right for you. For example, younger investors may be more willing to take on higher levels of risk than older investors who may prefer more conservative options that provide steady income over time. It is also important to remember that no matter how well diversified your portfolio is, there will always be some level of risk involved with investing. Therefore, it is essential to stay informed about current economic trends so that you can make educated decisions regarding where and how much money to invest. Main idea number 14. Making smart decisions about credit is essential for financial success. It can help you build a good credit score, which will make it easier to get loans and other forms of financing in the future. Additionally, having a good credit score can save you money on interest rates when taking out loans or using credit cards. When making decisions about your credit, it's important to consider how much debt you are comfortable with taking on and what type of loan best suits your needs. You should also be aware of any fees associated with different types of loans or lines of credit so that you don't end up paying more than necessary in the long run. It's also important to pay off debts as quickly as possible and avoid late payments if at all possible. Paying bills on time helps maintain a good payment history, which is one factor used by lenders when determining whether or not they will approve an application for a loan or line of credit. Finally, it's wise to use only the amount of available credit that you need and keep track of your spending habits so that you don't overspend beyond your means. By following these tips and making smart decisions about your finances overall, you can ensure that your financial future remains secure. Main idea number 15. Understanding the stock market is essential for anyone looking to make informed decisions about investing. It can be a complex and intimidating topic, but with some basic knowledge, you can begin to understand how it works and what factors influence stock prices. The stock market is essentially a marketplace where buyers and sellers come together to trade stocks of publicly traded companies. When investors buy shares in these companies, they become part owners of that company and are entitled to any profits or losses associated with their ownership stake. The price of each share reflects the collective opinion of all investors on the value of that particular company. It's important to understand how different economic conditions affect stock prices so you can make educated decisions when buying or selling stocks. For example, if there is an increase in inflation rates, this could lead to higher interest rates, which would likely cause stock prices to fall as investors seek out safer investments such as bonds or cash equivalents. In addition, understanding macroeconomic trends such as GDP growth rate or unemployment rate can help you anticipate changes in the overall economy, which may have an impact on individual stocks. Finally, keeping up with news related to specific industries or sectors will give you insight into potential opportunities within those areas. Main idea number 16. Compound interest is a powerful tool that can help you grow your money faster. It works by reinvesting the interest earned on an investment, so that it earns more interest over time. This means that the longer you leave your money invested, the more it will grow due to compounding returns. To take advantage of compound interest, start by investing in low-risk investments such as certificates of deposit, CDs, or savings accounts. These types of investments are safe and secure and offer steady returns over time. You can also invest in stocks or mutual funds for higher potential returns but with greater risk. Once you have chosen an investment vehicle, make sure to contribute regularly to it. The more often you add money to your account, the faster your balance will grow due to compounding returns. Additionally, try not to withdraw from your account too frequently. This will reduce the amount of growth generated by compound interest. Finally, be patient. Compound interest takes time before its effects become noticeable. However, if left alone long enough, it can generate significant wealth for investors who take advantage of its power. Main idea number 17. Making charitable donations is a great way to give back to the community and make a positive impact on the world. Not only can it help those in need, but it can also reduce your tax burden. When you donate money or goods to an eligible charity, you may be able to deduct the value of your donation from your taxes. This means that not only are you helping others, but you're also saving yourself some money. When making charitable donations, it's important to do research and ensure that the organization is legitimate and reputable. You should also keep track of all receipts for any donations made so that they can be used as proof when filing taxes. Additionally, if donating items such as clothing or furniture, make sure they are in good condition before giving them away. Charitable donations don't have to be monetary. There are many other ways you can contribute without spending money. Volunteering at local charities or donating time towards causes close to your heart is just as valuable as financial contributions. No matter how much or how little you choose to give, every bit helps. Main idea number 18. Educating yourself about financial topics is an important step in taking control of your finances. Knowing the basics of personal finance, such as budgeting, saving, and investing, can help you make informed decisions that will benefit you in the long run. Additionally, staying up to date on changes in the financial world can help you stay ahead of any potential pitfalls or opportunities. The Money Class by Susie Orman provides a comprehensive overview of all aspects of personal finance. It covers everything from setting goals and creating a budget to understanding investments and retirement planning. The book also offers advice on how to protect yourself from scams and frauds, as well as tips for building wealth over time. By educating yourself about financial topics, you can gain confidence in managing your money and take steps towards achieving your financial goals. With knowledge comes power, so don't be afraid to dive into learning more about personal finance. Main idea number 19. Planning for long-term care is an important part of financial planning. It can help you protect your assets and ensure that you have the resources necessary to stay healthy and independent as you age. Long-term care planning involves assessing your current health, lifestyle, and financial situation in order to determine what type of care may be needed in the future. This could include home health aides, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, or other types of services. When creating a plan for long-term care, it's important to consider all potential costs associated with different types of care. You should also think about how much money you will need to cover these expenses over time. Additionally, it's wise to research insurance policies that may provide coverage for some or all of these costs so that you are not left with a large bill at the end. Finally, it's essential to create an estate plan that outlines who will manage your finances if you become unable to do so yourself due to illness or disability. Having this plan in place can give peace of mind knowing that someone trustworthy has been designated as responsible for managing your affairs. Main idea number 20. Creating a legacy is an important part of life. It can be something as simple as leaving behind a lasting impression on those you love, or it can be something more tangible like creating a charitable foundation in your name. No matter what form it takes, creating a legacy ensures that your values and beliefs will live on long after you are gone. When crafting your legacy, consider the things that have been most meaningful to you throughout your life. What causes have been close to your heart? What lessons do you want future generations to learn from your experiences? These questions can help guide the creation of your legacy. You may also want to think about how best to pass down any wealth or assets that you possess. This could include setting up trusts for family members or donating money to charities and organizations that align with your values. Whatever route you choose, make sure it reflects who you are and what matters most to you. Creating a legacy is not only beneficial for future generations, it can also bring peace of mind during one's lifetime, knowing their impact will continue even after they are gone. So take some time today and start thinking about how best to create yours. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.